This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Thursday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. Today we lead with news economic weakness seems to be spreading. American producer prices came in lower than expected in December, indicating that firms' pricing power is weak. And that is especially true now for services. And the latest regional Fed survey is from the New York Northeast region, and that shows very modest expansion persists, but still far below the levels they were used to in the 2017 to 2019 period. Nationally, the Fed has updated its Beige Book review, and all these surveys show flat conditions as well. And officials have now signed the Phase 1 trade deal between China and the US. In Canada, December existing home sales slipped below expectations, but they were more than 20% higher than the same month a year ago. They now have a low listing problem too. Prices are up 4.7%, although Vancouver is now a laggard. In their rental markets, the pressure is on tenants and demand far exceeds availability. Canadian rents are up more than 6% in some key markets, while vacancy rates have hit record lows. And here's a message from our friends at Hatch. With Hatch, anyone can invest in the US share markets. Through Hatch, Kiwi investors can invest easily in over 2,900 of the world's best-known companies, like Apple, Microsoft, Berkshire Hathaway, and Alibaba. With no minimum investment and fractional investing, investors can buy portions of companies they may not normally be able to afford, and quickly build an exciting investment portfolio. Visit hatch.as/investing to learn more. And China is moving to isolate Hong Kong permanently, now offering big tax incentives to lure companies across the border and promoting its Greater Bay Area strategy. Japanese machine tool orders fell more than 30% in December from a year ago, underscoring the parlous state of world factories. There is an investment strike in the face of lackluster demand. In India, inflation is rising fast, up to 7.4% in December on fast-rising food and oil prices, and that's a five-year high. EU industrial production fell 1.5% year-on-year in November, but at least that was less than the 2.6% fall in the previous month. The German economy grew, but only at 0.6% in 2019, and its slowest pace in 5 years. In Russia, Vladimir Putin has signaled that he is about to change their constitution so that he can remain in power permanently. In Australia, the Reserve Bank of Australia has revealed that it is trialling whether central bank-issued cryptocurrencies can power their payment systems of the future, especially for interbank settlements. US Treasury 10-year yield is now down to just under 1.8%, dropping 3 basis points overnight. And gold will start today higher, up $9 to $1,552 an ounce. US oil prices are lower today, just under $58 a barrel, and the Brent benchmark is now just over $64 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar is little changed today at 66.2 US cents. On the cross rates, we're unchanged at 95.8 Australian cents, and against the euro, we've slipped marginally to 59.3 euro cents. That puts our trade weighted index at 71.3. And the strengthening Chinese yuan is continuing apace. Meanwhile, Bitcoin has held on to yesterday's sharp gain, but is unchanged from this time yesterday at $8,720. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz and subscribe to receive this podcast in your favourite podcast app. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, we're on Spotify, or subscribe on our website. Tell your friends and leave us a review. We welcome feedback. I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again tomorrow.